Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Demonstrators swarmed the U.S. Capitol this afternoon in an apparent coup attempt. Tear gas was deployed inside the Capitol Rotunda amid violent clashes between police and supporters of President Trump. Congress has been forced to abruptly halt deliberations over Republican challenges to Joe Biden's presidential victory. Senators were evacuated from the locked-down House chamber. House members were told to put on gas masks. Republicans in a joint session of Congress were mounting their first formal challenges to Biden's election win before the breach. The chaos came shortly after Trump addressed thousands of supporters, riling up the crowd with his baseless claims of election fraud. The rollout of coronavirus vaccines in Florida has been chaotic, with supplies running out and websites crashing. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said this week he has a hands-off policy when it comes to how local officials roll out vaccinations. Today, DeSantis was asked by a reporter about local officials who want to help protect residents from coronavirus, but are forbidden by DeSantis's orders.
We will categorically not allow any local government to lock people down. We will not let any local government kick anybody out of their job. We will not any local government fine individual Floridians. We will not let any local government shut down schools. And we're not going to let any local governments do those things. So, you know, you can advocate for certain stuff. You know, there are certain businesses, obviously they're doing whatever, but mandates, lockdowns, fines, we're just not doing that. They are not effective. Let me tell you that right now. You look around the country and see some of the areas that have had the most draconian restrictions, and you're seeing really, really bad results. It doesn't work. We got to trust people, give them the information, ask that they use common sense.
That's Governor Ron DeSantis speaking today. Florida has launched an investigation into an upscale nursing home whose executives are accused of steering coronavirus vaccines to wealthy donors and members of a country club, along with its residents and employees. The Washington Post and New York Post both reported that Morse Life Health System has given vaccinations to donors and members of the Palm Beach Country Club. In addition, the Tampa Bay Times is reporting that in Hernando County, a gated community got some of the first coronavirus vaccine doses in the county. Residents at the Wellington at Seven Hills got about a third of the county's initial doses. The city of Tampa announced early this morning that it would begin pursuing suspension or revocation of alcoholic beverage permits for businesses that are repeat offenders with two or more citations of the city and county COVID-19 emergency orders that impose requirements on businesses with regard to face coverings and the service of alcoholic beverages. The Tampa Bay Times says three establishments are at risk of having their alcoholic beverage permits pulled: McDinton's on South Howard, and Tangra and Ybor Cigars Plus in Ybor City have all been cited at least twice. Decisions about suspension and revocation of alcoholic beverage permits have to go through city council. Yesterday, utility regulators in Florida backed plans by Duke Energy Florida to build 10 solar plants over the next 4 years. That's despite some concerns about size and costs. In a 4-to-1 vote, the Public Service Commission supported Duke's Clean Energy Connection program that will allow customers to voluntarily pay more on their electric bills to help finance the solar projects. Customers will receive credits that will result in them getting a payback in about 7 years. Gary Clark is the PSC chair.
There's going to be substantial benefits from the renewable energy perspective. And again, I weighed this thing out and I'm really, really back and forth on the issue, but I do believe that it does meet the public interest test.
However, Commissioner Julie Brown voted against the 750-megawatt project. She says the plan has some good characteristics, but Brown questioned its cost efficiency.
The scale of this project is too big to support it as cost effective. So I'll be voting no.
The utility argues that the program will benefit all customers because the solar projects will ultimately reduce the need to build costly natural gas plants and will help reduce carbon emissions. Two solar plants will come online next January, with eight more over the next 2 years. The Tampa Bay Times announced today that it is closing its printing plant in St. Petersburg, laying off 150 employees, and remaining employees will take a 10% pay cut. The Times publishing company is outsourcing the printing of the Tampa Bay Times to Gannett, which will print the paper in Lakeland. Recapping our top story, Trump supporters swarmed the U.S. Capitol this afternoon in an apparent coup attempt. Tear gas was deployed inside the Capitol Rotunda amid violent clashes between police and Trump demonstrators. Here's the weather tonight: partly cloudy, overnight lows in the low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, highs in the mid 70s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.